Manaha unnayanau. Very agitating to the mind. Vibharti sustains. Bahu many. Adbhutam wonderful. Sarasa sweet words. Rasa amorous gestures like smiling. Sudha adi such as nectar. Vaktre in the mouth. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O best friend, will you kindly show me the place where you reside? I cannot imagine how the residents of that place have gotten such wonderful bodily features as your raised breasts, which agitate the mind and eyes of a person like me who sees them. Judging by the sweet speech and kind smiles of those residents, I think that their mouths must contain nectar. Purport. Still bewildered, Agnidra wanted to see the place from which the Brahmana boy had come, where the man had such raised breasts. Such attractive features, he thought, must be due to the severe austerities performed there. Agnidra addressed the girl as Suhuttama, the best friend, so that she would not refuse to take him there. Not only was Agnidra captivated the girl's raised breasts, he was also attracted by her sweet speech. Nectar seemed to emanate from her mouth, and therefore he was increasingly surprised. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today is very auspicious day of Makar Sankranti and also anniversary day, Brahmotsav of Sri Sri Radharas Bihari temple. Okay. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, those who leave their bodies in Dakshinayana, during Dakshinayana time, you know, when the sun travels towards south, on the south. So that is called Dakshinayana. During those 6 months, if somebody leaves the body, not somebody, those who are practicing yoga, not these karmis, you know, not that. If the karmis leave, whenever they leave, they will go to down. Right? Nowadays they say, you know, swargavas ho gaya. Actually they should say narakavas ho gaya. Aajkal swarg kaun jata hai? Right? And they don't want to go also. Swarg. Like that. So, those practicing yoga abhyas, if they leave their body during Dakshinayana, they will have to take birth again. But those yogis who leave their bodies during Uttarayana, you know, that means from today. Usually it falls on January 14th. After 85 years, last year it fell on January 15th. I think next year again it will be 14th only. Usually it is January 14th. So this is Uttarayana, sun enters Capricorn. Right? So it's very auspicious time for leaving the body and all that. So when during the battlefield of Kurukshetra, on the day, 10th day, of war, Mahabharata war, Arjuna was, you know, previous to that night, they went and asked Bhishma Dev, you know, actually Lord Krishna, on the first day of the battlefield, Yudhishthira Maharaj went to Bhishma Dev and offered obeisances before the war began. Then Bhishma Dev gave him blessings that, you know, Vijayi Bhava, right? Let you may be victorious. So after 10 days, a 9th day, then they were very bewildered, you know, how to, as long as Bhishma Dev was there, how their victory is not possible. So Lord Krishna told Yudhishthira, go to Bhishma Dev and tell him, you know, I am giving back his blessings. So Yudhishthira Maharaj went, Bhishma Dev asked, why did you come? Oh, I came here to give back your blessings. Bhishma Dev was surprised. Aisa kabhi hota hai kya? know, it never happens, you know, that you take back your blessings. I said, yeah, but Yudhishthira Maharaj said, as long as you are on the battlefield, your blessing that I should become victorious will not happen. Oh, then Bhishmadeva understood. Oh, did Lord Vasudeva send you? I said, yeah. Okay, you know, then he gave him the idea how to kill him. So Arjuna was releasing arrows, each and every pore of his body. You know, Arjuna was so expert. He covered Bhishmadeva's body with arrows. So that time, Ako Dekahal Dekrayate, Brahmaji and other demigods, all the great sages in the sky. So Brahmaji was disturbed. Said, oh my God, you know, Bhishmadeva is going to die. You know, actually Bhagavad Gita was spoken on Mokshada Ekadasi day. That falls in sometime in December. So that falls in Dakshinayan. So Lord Krishna, Lord Brahma sent a message with some sages to Bhishmadev, that tell him, tell Pitamaha not to leave the body. It is Dakshinayana now. Then the sages came and relayed the message to Bhishmadev. Said, please don't leave the body now. This is Dakshinayana, you know, like that. You will have to take birth again. Bhishmadev said, yes, I am aware of this. I will. So then he has a Ichhamrityu, you know, whenever he wants he can leave the body. So he kept his life, you know, together. Then later on, he waited for Sankranti to come. I think 21 days he waited on the bed of arrows, right? So after that, when Sankranti came, then he left his body, right? Of course, Krishna says, for the pure devotees of the Lord, whenever they are, they leave the body, you know, Krishna takes them. But in general, this is considered auspicious time to leave the body. Sankranti is actually also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took a decision on the evening of Sankranti to take sannyas. And the next day, he traveled to. He took sannyas in Katwa. So actually, this is the day. It is said that grihasthas and you know, they should take a vow. They should take a vow one day before Sankranti. You know, that what they were going to do throughout the next year. Right? Like we have this system. I told some of the devotees I am preaching to, don't send me Happy New Year message. Right? It is useless. Right? Other day one devotee, he had an accident. Hand was operated. I asked him, how many people must have wished you Happy New Year, but your year has not become happy. Right? But for us, all these days, we should matter, you know, Sankranti. From Sankranti to Sankranti, what we will do. Or Gaur Purnima to Gaur Purnima, what we will do. So, like that. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he informed Lord Nityananda that he is going to take sannyas. Right? So, on Sankranti day. So, Sankranti day evening, he crossed Ganges and traveled to Katwa. And the next day of Sankranti, he took sannyas. So he informed Kesha Bharati that I want to take sannyas from you. Yeah. So Kesha Bharati, he agreed and then he initiated him that, you know, like that. So it is said that Srila Prabhupada also recommended, you know, that the Sankranti is very auspicious, and this bhava and this mood, you know, to follow the path of devotional service should be strengthened on Sankranti day, and one must fully practice. Also, during this day, Srila Prabhupada said, on Ganga Sagar Mela, you know, takes place in Bengal. Lord Kapil Dev, he traced Ganges from the source, you know, Gomukh, from the Gomukh, and then he came down. So when he came here, this place, he could not go further. He could not go further. Then Sagar Maharaj, he requested Lord Kapila to build an ashram there. So Lord Kapila built ashram there. So later on, then he performed austerities and penances. So Ganga comes from Gomukh, of course it originally comes from heavenly planets, then it comes down on the earthly planet by the efforts of Sagar Maharaj's sons, 60,000 sons of Sagar Maharaj. They offended Lord Kapildev, and Lord Kapildev, because of when he opened his eyes, they were all burned to ashes. So in order to relieve them from the hellish planets, so they performed austerities and penances, and then Bhagirath Maharaj became successful. Then he brought Ganges. So near Kapilamuni's ashram only, their ashes were lying and all. So he brought up to the Kapilamuni's ashram. There Ganga was mixing with Sagar. Right? So it is a very auspicious occasion. On Sankranti day, lakhs and lakhs of people, they go to Ganga Sagar and take bath in Ganga and Milan, Sangam of Ganges and the ocean. So it is a very auspicious day. And of course Prabhupada said, devotees, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Prabhupada said that those who take bath in Ganga Sagar on this day, they get the benefit of performing one Ashwamedha Yajna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sastagur said, that is for Karma Kandis, but devotees go there to Ganga Sagar Mela to preach to the people, to distribute prasadam, to distribute books to all the lakhs of people who come there. So it is a very auspicious day also, like that. So that is about Sankranti. Later on, if I get time, we will describe how our temple has opened. So here Maharaj Agnidra, he is trying to flatter Purvachitti. So actually who will not know, except for yesterday it was discussed, Rishishringa Muni, who never saw a woman, so when that prostitute from Angadesh, she came, she was also dressed like a Muni Kumar. And then Rishishringa Muni, then she came and then she was playing with him and all. These two things are mentioned. She has got a very sweet voice. Rishishringa Muni was very, became attracted. Then whole day, Vemandaka Muni went out somewhere, So whole day, our Rishishringa Muni, he did not do any Agnihotra on that day, sacrifices and all. So the sacrificial arena and all is dry, no sign of fire or ash or anything. Everything was, all the things are lying like that only. So Vimandaka Muni asked, what were you doing whole day? So Rishishringa Muni said, some one Muni Balaka, he has got a horns on his chest, and very attractive, singing in very sweet voice. I am playing with that boy. Like that. Once there was a survey done. One Tarzan like man, he was living in the deep forest somewhere. They brought that man to Paris. Then they showed, they kept, different objects in front of him. Computer, TV, car, and a woman. He never saw a city, he never saw any of human beings like, he was deep in the forest, like a Tarzan. They brought him to the Paris and they showed. Do you know to what he was attracted? Woman. He refused all TV, computer, car and everything. But he was attracted to women. Like that. So, it's not possible that, a man, doesn't recognize a woman. It's not possible. Even if he did not recognize, they would be attracted. So that's how this material nature is constructed. Prabhupada said, man is Maya for woman, woman is Maya for man. And in another lecture, Prabhupada says, woman is created to give trouble to the man. Give trouble to the man. So, this is the last thing. So, Madhvacharya, so he was speaking like a crazy man. So, Madhvacharya, that's what he writes in the later purports, that a crazy person who is influenced by lust, what he speaks, he has no meaning. It has no meaning. Another way, Prabhupada says, the best way to convince a woman is to flatter. So that's what he is doing, flattering this beautiful girl. Also, Srila Prabhupada said, a man is attracted by the breasts of a woman and the lips of a woman. So that's why they should be covered. Right? So this is the So naturally, Agnidra, he was attracted to, these features of a woman, and then he was trying to convince her like that. So he was, one lesson we should learn from Agnidra's pastimes is that if you see in Bhagavatam, in various sections of Bhagavatam, Daksha Prajapati, Prachetas, all this, everybody before procreating a child, they were asked to perform austerities and penance. That is a must. That is a must. So Agnidra, he was not planning to remain brahmachari or anything. So his main purpose was, even Kardamumuni also, he performed so many years of tapasya, 10,000 years of tapasya. For what? He wanted to ask Lord Vishnu, whom should I marry? Can you imagine how important it is? So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, a man who has got a very good chaste wife, he is the most fortunate person in the world. There is no need for him to take sannyas. she will help him. So it is for a good family life, the wife should be very nice. She should be chaste, soft spoken, obedient and all that. But if the wife is bad, the whole family life will be spoiled, destroyed. So, can you imagine Kardamuni, after 10,000 years of tapasya, he was asking Lord Vishnu, whom should I marry? Right? So Lord Vishnu also said, okay, don't worry. Day after tomorrow, Swayambhu Manu will come with his daughter Devahuti. No, you marry her. So the beauty of this married life is that, at the end of everything, he went back home back to Godhead. He did not become entangled. So that is required. One devotee always says, like Prabhupada always said that, putrahinam gruham sunyam, without a son, the house is sunya, it's like a forest. Right? The husband and wife, the man and the woman's happiness depends on their children's happiness and distress. How the children are placed. How the children are placed. So, in order to attract good children, one must perform austerities and penance before marriage. Right? So, if you want family life to go smoothly, the husband and wife should perform austerities and penance to produce a nice son, so that the rest of their life will be very peaceful and happy. But if This Mataji is, you know, how many times you tell them, they won't listen. Dull-headed ladies. So, this is required. So before marriage, before the son of birth of a son, if they perform austerities and penance, their life will become very smooth. But if they don't want to perform austerities and penances, before the birth of a son, and they simply want to enjoy and produce a son out of lust, then they have to perform austerities and penances throughout their life, because unruly sons and daughters, becoming addicted to drinking and drugs and womanizing, and many people they come to me, my son is like this, my daughter is like this, what to do? Now I tell them, what you can do? Ho gaya. You have to suffer. You have to suffer. So this is why in Bhagavatam there is nothing wrong in getting married. Nothing wrong. 99% men, they have to get married. Right? In ISKCON also, mortality rate is very high. 90% of the devotees who join, they go away and get married. But after marriage, what is to be done has to be learnt. Right? Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, if somebody wants to be a brahmachari, like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it is said that in college, he formed a Chirakumara Sabha. Means lifelong celibates. It's also known as August Assembly. Srila Prabhupada said, except Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, everybody else got married. Yeah, everybody else got married. He was a very known scholar in Surya Siddhanta. He was a great astrologer, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And there is one, he joined in a very famous Sanskrit college in Calcutta. And very, like, now IITs and IIMs, that time Sanskrit colleges are very popular. So then there is one astrologer, Surya Siddhanti, who was very famous. But he was very atheistic. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he challenged him. He was a very old man. He's an old man. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is just 19-20 years old that time. But he was a highly regarded scholar that time. So he had challenged him that, your views and your calculations are wrong. And they had a public debate. And by that time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very famous, and he himself had many students who were studying Jyotish under him. And, then the principal had to intervene and make peace between them. So later on, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had a fight with, tiff with the principal himself. He had an argument, He would not, once one Christian teacher, professor, he was telling, he was saying something about Hinduism and all. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was a student in his college, in the school. Then he got up and said, your religion says that, oh God, give us our daily bread. That is very low class. In our religion, devotees become father of God and give it to God. So the purpose of human life is to become a servant of Hari. And serve him in every possible way. Not that you take from Hari like that. And then that man, he won't keep quiet. So if anybody would talk nonsense, Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar, he wrote once in the Sabha. He was speaking, and then he was saying that I don't know who is God. I don't know what is his form. I don't know how I never touched him. I never spoke to him. I can't say anything about God. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was there in that meeting. Said, why did you write Ishwar Nirakar in your writings? He questioned. He was Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar. He was a very famous person that time, very well respected and all. So like that. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had to quit the college. you know. So, you know, getting rusticated from the school or college, you know, vapre, it is a big thing, you know. during that time, when the son of Kedarnath Datta getting removed from the college. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he gave another side to that story. And they said, I am very happy that I had to quit the college. But if I had passed out and graduated of Sanskrit college, many people, rich people and all, they would have induced me to enter into family life and give me a good job and all. So all these things I have been saved from. By not taking the degree from Sanskrit college. I would take up an honest job for my income. Right? So like that. So later on, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to take initiation from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, even though he was very young, he was famous among all the scholars, you know, and he was a very famous Jyotish, and all his calculations were 100% correct, you know. So he was very famous, and then he never associated with any woman. He never indulged any sense gratificatory activities. He was very moral, upright, truthful, you know, very strict. All moralities, moral people that people appreciate, he has got them. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, my Gurudev, what people look at me, what good qualities that people looked at in me, like morality, truthfulness, uprightness, all this, you know, straightforwardness. My Gurudev rejected them. You know, you are fit for nothing. You know? He said, that means what wealth he must be possessing. You know, that he rejected all my good qualities, that more, you know, materialist praise, like that. So, he asked for initiation. Then he said, I will ask Lord Chaitanya and tell you. Mahaprabhu, I will ask Mahaprabhu and tell you. After some time, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur asked, why you don't want to give initiation to me? I already accepted one disciple, then he turned out to be a cheater. So I don't want to accept anymore. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur then said, no, you must give me initiation. Then he said, okay, I will ask Lord Chaitanya and tell you. After a few days he went and he asked, did you ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? No. Then he said, no, I forgot to ask. Then later on, after a few days again he went. Did you ask? I asked. Mahaprabhu refused. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, what is the use of maintaining my life? What is that? I forgot the Bengali. You know, he quoted, you know, if I don't get the mercy of my spiritual master, what is that? What is the use of maintaining my life? I will go to Ganges and die. So then he, you know, he relented and then he gave him initiation. So later on, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, during Thirubhavatithi festival of Sri Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he told that my spiritual master has given me three instructions. Right? Never to accept disciples. And then, never to associate with materialistic people. And he told me, never go to capital of Maya, Calcutta. Right? So, Srila Bhakti, then he did all the three things. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explained, I never accepted any disciple. All of you who have come, they are my gurus. Right? So, whenever they would offer obeisances, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he would say, Dasasmi. Right? Then he would also offer obeisances. So I never accepted you. I never saw you as my disciples. I saw you as my gurus. You know, in whom I see the desire to serve Lord Hari so that I can learn from you. Right? So I never take... So accepting, associating with materialistic people means accepting something from them. So I never accept anything from anybody. I accepted only one something from my Gurudev. You know, that is the wealth of Krishna consciousness. Right? Then why did you go to Calcutta? That I don't go to Calcutta. You know, I go to only Gaudi Mutt, which is not in Calcutta. You know, which is in Vaikuntha. Later on, Sri Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj, he was very famous. You know, he was very famous. Vairagya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yoga. Right? So one Mitra Karke, a Bengali well-to-do man, he came. So he came to meet Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. That time he was staying in Yogpit. So he wanted to take initiation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. But when he wanted to take from somebody who is very completely renounced and all that, you know, then Mitra stayed with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta for some time, and then he discussed very deeply philosophy and all. Then later on, he found out, "Are you are so much involved in maintaining the Yogpit and all these you know, managerial activities of Yogpit and all." Then he went to Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj. Of course, Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj did not accept him, but he became his assistant. Sometimes, when Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would go to meet Gurudev, his Gurudev, this Mitra would stop him at the gate and said, "No, today you can't take darshan of Gurudev." So he would offer obeisances to outside only, then he would come back, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. So this Mitra, he would collect, because previously, Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj was very famous. So many people would come, bring milk, bring some gold coins, this, that. So this Mitra would confiscate them, and he was enjoying with other men's wives, because he was eating very nice foodstuffs. You know, because Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj, he didn't want anything. Once in a while he would take some chas or something. So he was collecting all these mangoes and you know, milk and Shuddha Gaika milk and all that he was eating. Right? So he was becoming fat. If you become fat, then you become a woman. You want a woman. Right? That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to say, "I don't want fat brahmacharis. I want fit brahmacharis." Right? If the brahmacharis are becoming fat, he would tell them, "Go and get married. You know, you are not fit for brahmacharya." Like that. So, once Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj told this Mitra, "Let him stop this hypocrisy. You know, stop this hypocrisy. Go and get married." Like that. So, when Gaurakishwardas Babaji Maharaj left his body, so many Babajis, they wanted to, you know, build samadhi for him. But Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, "If somebody has not broken regulative principles for last 1 year, for last 6 months, for last 1 month, in last 3 days, they can touch the body of my Guru Maharaj. Otherwise, you will be ruined." The police inspector, there is a big fight, you know. That police inspector asked, "What is the, how do you know that they didn't follow?" I will trust their words. Each and every Babaji showed their back and left. So the police inspector was shocked, you know. How, you know, 100 years back, 1915. 100 years back, Babajis, they were not following, you know, four regulative principles. Last 3 days also. That means every day like that. So why I am saying this, that this kind of brahmacharya is not required. You know, so better to be honest and get married. So if somebody wants to get married in ISKCON also, they should try to follow Maharaj Agnidra. Right? Have children, Krishna conscious children. Right? Even devotees' children also, they have their, you know, all this. Why they are, you know, even devotees also have so much problem. Right? Children also, they are not coming off, you know. Because they don't follow these austerities and penances before producing a child. Right? Otherwise, so it all depends on the muhurta, on the day of the time and consciousness of the man and the woman to attract the soul. So at the wrong time, if they are combining, consciousness is very bad, then the souls from the lower planets will attract. They will attract. Right? But if the muhurta is proper, then man and the woman's consciousness is highly Krishna conscious, then the great soul will be attracted. Right? That is why when Parashar Muni was crossing the Yamuna, Satyavati was rowing the boat. No? Then immediately he saw a great muhurta. Then he said, okay, if I combine now with some woman, a great soul will be born, will come. Then immediately proposed to Satyavati, you know, we should produce a child now. So Satyavati said, how can I? You know? Then he covered the entire place with fog. Like that, Vyasadeva was born. Like that. So, one more point Prabhupada is making, that Agnidra addressed the best friend, such attractive features he thought must be due to the severe austerities performed there. So in Mahabharata, in general we see some people are very beautiful, you know, some people are very ugly. So why it is like that? So in Mahabharata it is given by Lord Shiva that those who give up eating meat, they will be born handsome and are beautiful in the next life. Right? So Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Bhishma Dev, which is the greatest austerity one can perform? Bhishma Dev replied that giving up eating meat is the greatest austerity. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was shocked. What? Even doing tapasya, greater than doing tapasya? Bhishma Dev said, yes. Because people in general, they are Amisha Madhya Seva, no, Nityastha Jantu. Right? So people are addicted to eating meat, illicit sex life, and drinking alcohol. It comes naturally to them. So if somebody can give up eating meat, that is a great austerity. Right? So our good looks, how we born, depends on our past life. Right? I was telling, suppose if you don't go back home, back to Godhead in the next life, we all will be born very beautiful. Right? Yeah. Either Swargaloka or here also. So we'll be born very beautiful. That is guaranteed. But those who ridicule ugly looking people, those people who are born handsome and they attract other men's wife, you know, so they will be born ugly, they will be born blind, all that, right? So somebody is a blind man, that means in his last life he was a handsome person but tried to attract other men's wife, right? That is the symptom, like that. So Maharaj Agnidra, he was thinking, where from you came? No? So your speech is so beautiful, no, so nectarian, so sweet. Right? So, once Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very attracted to hearing Geet Govinda. Once in Jagannath Puri, one female, she was singing very melodiously. you know, Geet Govinda. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so attracted to the singing of Geet Govinda, he left everything and then he ran towards that person who is singing. He was just not outwardly conscious. Then later on, Govinda ran behind him, caught him. Then he said, Mahaprabhu, what are you doing? She is a woman, you know, singing. Then Mahaprabhu complimented him. Oh, Govinda, you have saved my life today. So Srila Prabhupada writes that one should not listen to sweet voice of women in seclusion and also singing of the woman. So later on, of course, our Yamuna Mataji, who recently left her body, she is instrumental in bringing out this with Apple Records, you know, this Govinda Madhi Purusham that every day we play. So in 1975 sometime, there was some protest and some brahmacharis, they wrote to Srila Prabhupada that, you know, how we are listening to the singing of the woman every day in the morning. You know, so they wanted to stop. So Srila Prabhupada then said, oh, this is the disease of these Americans. You know, they want change all the time. Then he wrote to them saying that, I was here, actually first time when this Govinda Madhi Purusham record was played, Srila Prabhupada developed goosebumps and then his hair stood on end. He became ecstatic. You know? Wow, you know, like like that. So Prabhupada said, if it is good for me, then Srila Prabhupada said, you know, every day we should play this record during Darshanarti. Yeah? Then Prabhupada said, if it is good for me, it must be good for you also. Right? Then he said, this is singing in chorus. You know, she is not singing alone. This is singing in chorus, so you can listen to that, you know, tape. Then the controversy was stopped. So like that, these two things, Agnidra, he was very attracted. And later on it comes. You know, of course he knew that this is a girl, and you know, but he was joking all this while, like that. So this is the lesson we learn from Agnidra's past tense, that in order to produce a proper Krishna conscious child, one must perform austerities and penances, you know, so that a great soul will be born. It's a very interesting thing. When Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was residing in Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath came and chastised him. Hey Kedarnath, I have not sent you to become entangled in these legal matters. You know, I have sent you to spread Krishna consciousness. What are you doing, you know? Magistrate. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, this material world, your maya is so powerful, I don't have the power. You know, I don't have the power to spread Krishna consciousness. Send me an empowered soul who can spread Krishna consciousness. You know, then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was born. So, when he was taken, 3 days and 3 nights, Lord Jagannath Rath did not move from the in front of the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. 3 days and 3 nights. Then Bhagavati Mataji, she brought this boy and kept at the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. The garland from Lord Jagannath fell on him. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur understood, oh, this is the soul I have asked for. Like that, if you have to produce a child, you know, one must produce a child like great devotees. So for that one has to perform proper austerities and penances before consumption. Then marriage life will be successful. Srila Prabhupada writes in Dhruva Maharaj's pastimes, Suniti, she is a real heroine. No? Why? Because her son has got darshan of Lord Vishnu. That is real hero. Because Dhruva Maharaj, he is a real hero because he got darshan of Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayana. Then Prabhupada writes, that is the perfection of being a woman, mother. You know, your son becomes a devotee, you know, to and goes back home, back to Godhead. That is the perfection of a mother. Otherwise, defeat. You know, son is not going back home back to Godhead. So it is defeat for the mother and father, like that. When Srila Prabhupada, he came to Mumbai, already Birla, you know, he ordered two sets of deities, Radha and Krishna deities from Jaipur, and then he paid for them. Then Srila Prabhupada was staying in some life members' houses here and there. Then he said, you know, put up, Pandal program, we'll have, we'll attract all the Mumbaiites. Like that. So, that time Shyam Sundar Prabhu, what he did, Prabhupada said, rack your brains, be innovative, attract people, he was pushing them, like that. So, Shyam Sundar Prabhu came with this idea that he brought huge balloons, helium balloons, Hare Krishna festival, like that. And then they were, actually in the, flying in the sky, huge balloons. Then people attracted, Then Giriraj Maharaj and all, they were there that time. He was Brahmachari. Then Prabhupada, inspired them to collect money and all. So they had a huge Pandal program. And so during that Pandal program, Radha Rasbihari were installed. They used to have program and all that. Then Radha Rasbihari, very nicely dressed and all. So people are very attracted that time. So meanwhile, one gentleman went to Australia. Then he saw devotees chanting Hare Krishna on the streets and all in Sydney. Then he was very attracted. Then he went, he got prasad and all. Then he said, I want to donate you Radha Krishna deities. So he came back and then he ordered the Radha Krishna deities and sent them to Australia by courier, by ship. By the time the deities have reached, the devotees have changed their address. So the deities have come back from Australia. That time Prabhupada was there and that gentleman also was there in Mumbai. So he saw all these devotees chanting and dancing in Kalba Devi Road and all. So he approached Prabhupada, said, I want to give these deities. Actually they are meant for Australia. So Prabhupada said, why not? Bring them. So Radha Rasbihari and Radha Gopinath, both of them were installed in the Bombay Pandal program, right? 1971 or 72. So those deities' names were Radha Gopinath. So later on, when they sent the deities, I think somewhere the deities were broken. So Prabhupada took special permission from the airport authorities. Then Madhudvisha Prabhu, he brought the deities, whatever that weight. Then he kept them on his lap throughout the journey to Australia. Then he took those Radha Gopinath deities to Sydney and they installed them there. And these Radha Spirit deities, they were installed in Mumbai. Then Prabhupada said, let us get a building in a very posh, rich area. So Malba, Nepean Sea Road they got, they were staying in Akash Ganga building. So they were staying. So Srila Prabhupada said, Bombay is the most important city in India. First Mumbai, then Delhi, and then Calcutta. So we should have a very grand temple to preach Krishna consciousness. So that time only, of course, 1960s old itself, Srila Prabhupada used to come from this Navy colony. We used to stay there with some gentlemen. So he used to walk down. Prabhupada was not saving money, the bus fare. Now we know all the new bhaktas and everybody wants the AC car to go to Juhu market. But Prabhupada used to walk from Andheri to Juhu. In 1960s only, when Prabhupada was seeing this land, he had an idea, he got a desire that if Krishna gives me this land, I will build a very marble temple, beautiful marble temple. So the pure devotees' desires, they were always fulfilled by Lord Krishna. Right? So when Prabhupada came to Mumbai, then Mr. Nair, he approached Srila Prabhupada and then he said, I want to sell this land. I want to sell this land. So that time the deal was for 17 lakhs. So Srila Prabhupada agreed, okay. Then some down payment, then Prabhupada, they wrote the contract, they made some 2 lakh rupees down payment, and then then later on Prabhupada bargained, you know, 50,000 each we will give EMI, like, you know, monthly payments like that. So then that time Madhudvisha Prabhu was there, so temple in charge there. So nothing happened. Then Madhudvisha Prabhu said, you know, I can't stay here, I can't manage and all that. So Prabhupada said, what to do? We have to get a new manager. Right? New manager. So Prabhupada that time, he was en route to Nairobi. So he said, okay, I will go to Nairobi and bring, you know, Brahmananda Prabhu. You know, Brahmananda Swami that time. So Prabhupada went to Nairobi and then he asked Brahmananda Swami, hey Brahmanand, I have a mission, you know, I have got a mission now. I said, what is that? I have to take you back to Mumbai. That's why, you know, somebody has to manage this temple, yeah, in Mumbai. Right? So Prabhupada brought Brahmananda Prabhu from Nairobi and he made him in charge. Then he was there having, then Prabhupada said, he's, of course, Mr. Nair was a cheater. He previously also he got into some contract with some Mr. One C company, and then he took the advance, and then, you know, he put some strict stipulations. When they could not meet, you know, he did not pay the advance back, and then he took got the land also. But Prabhupada, very transcendental intelligence, right? So Prabhupada said, you know, let us occupy the land first. In India, tenancy laws are very in favor of tenants. So once we go there, and then said, then Prabhupada said, let us bring the deities also. The devotees were shocked. Prabhupada, where the deities will live? Once the deities come here, this land will become Krishna's land. You know? So Prabhupada, so they built all the tenants and all, they were occupying this earlier buildings. And then Prabhupada said they built some temporary shacks and all, you know, huts to stay. So in Nepean Sea Road, that Akash Ganga building, they were it's very posh building. Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Prabhupada, we are Westerners accustomed to, you know, running water. You know, how are we going to live in mosquito laden this Juhu land? Prabhupada looked at him and asked him, don't you want to be purified? Their mouth shut. Then, it's a chance for getting purified. So, the whole land was, laden with rats and mosquitoes and, you know, why, what not, you know. There is no running water. They have to pump, you know, from the boring pump to get water. And hostile tenants, you know. Then they built a small shack near the life membership office. Then they shifted the Radharas Bihari deities there. Right? So devotees were very bewildered. They have to dress the deities, they have to offer 6 times bhoga, and they have no place to stay. You know, but Prabhupada, you know, they wanted to satisfy the spiritual master, you know, Srila Prabhupada. Then they agreed to stay. Then Srila Prabhupada promised to Radharas Bihari, my dear sir, please stay here for some time. I will build you a marble temple palace for you. Right? Later on, in one lecture, Srila Prabhupada was saying, I went and told, when this Nair, you know, is trying to take back the land, I went and told Radharas Bihari, my dear Radharas Bihari, if the Mr. Nair takes back the land, it's an insult for you. It's an insult for you. You already occupied the land. This is your land. If he takes back the land, it is an insult for you that, you know, he has taken away your land. So make sure that, you know, he doesn't take it away. So Prabhupada says it worked. So Radharas Bihari made sure that, you know, the land was not taken away. Then so many things have happened, and Mr. Nair tried to, you know, bring gundas, beat up the devotees, you know, all that. So meanwhile Giriraj Maharaj wrote, I don't know, you know, Mr. Nair, Mrs. Maharaji, and all these lawyers and all, they don't see the urgency, but you keep writing letters, you know, what happened, I'm bewildered. So Prabhupada told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, before that what happened, you know, who will sign the deed with Mr. Nair? know, Prabhupada was, you know. Then he said, okay, Tamal will go and, you know, sign the deed. But Prabhupada said, no. Tamal, he may be a good manager, but he cannot get along with people. He said, okay, Gurudas will go. Then he said, no, Gurudas, he gets along with people, but he has no good business sense. So I want somebody who can get along with people and who has good business sense to send. Then Prabhupada said, nobody is there, I think I have to go. So Srila Prabhupada came and signed the deed with Mr. Nair and all. So all the while, even though he was harassing devotees, Mr. Nair was always polite with Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was very intelligent. Once they were in, Prabhupada was in Hyderabad, Mr. Nair came with his guru, you know, some guru with beard. And then, so they were talking, and then Sadhu, you know, he was yawning. Then he said, oh, Swamiji, you must be feeling sleepy. You know, tomorrow we will discuss. Prabhupada said, yeah, yeah. So they went and slept. Prabhupada called Tamal. Said, you know, he is saying, you know, your Swamiji is feeling sleepy. That means he must be feeling sleepy. Let this guy. This guy must be sleeping. Go and bring Mr. Nair. You know, we'll sign the deal. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj tiptoed and silently went to his room, and then he brought Mr. Nair. And Prabhupada had he has a charming personality. He made him sign the new deal. Like that. So anyway, when Prabhupada was in Ahmedabad, Prabhupada, even though he did not study law and all, you know, he knew everything. You know? So when he was in Ahmedabad, so all the disciples and all, they were very disheartened, you know, by now. They didn't have that determination like Prabhupada had. Mosquitoes, rats, and no prasadam, and then gundas, you know, Mr. Nair, they were very disturbed. Said, why Prabhupada is, you know, so much intent on buying this land? You know, I think this is a remote place. Who will come here? You know, but Prabhupada had a vision, right? Actually, disciples also, they were very disheartened. You know, why Prabhupada was after this land? They did not understand. You know, on the 1st of Jan, at least 1 lakh people must have come. We sold all these sweets and all, just like we sell during Janmashtami. You know, we got even hundi collection. It was so full, all these 2 boxes. We had to remove them on Saturday night and put them in the big hundi. And again they were filled up. So many people came. So, Prabhupada was very concerned, you know, more people should come. In Mayapur, when he was there during Gaur Purnima, Prabhupada would send Harishwari Prabhu and to Gaudi Mutt, said, go and count how many people have come in Gaudi Mutt. Then he would say, go and count how many people have come to our temple. If there are less people, then he would ask, why people are not coming, you know. Like that. But Prabhupada promised to Radha Rasvihari, right? I will build a marble palace for you. So how can he go back on those words? So Giriraj Maharaj and all, they cancelled the sale agreement signed with Mr. Nair. Prabhupada, when he heard, oh, everything is finished. And then he immediately called one Mataji, and he sent her, you know, from Ahmedabad. You know, go and, you know, tell him, you know, not to, you know, cancel the agreement. But by the time, you know, they cancelled the agreement. Then Giriraj Maharaj called, who is this, you know, this Bhaktivedanta Swami here? Prabhupada was very particular. Very rarely he would call on phone. Prabhupada said, if somebody has to, you have to call on phone, that means you are very inefficient manager. Especially if you are making trunk calls. Now we run up, you know, lakhs of rupees trunk calls. But Prabhupada, very rarely he would make a trunk call. He would always, you know, write letters. So Prabhupada, Giriraj Maharaj, then he said, Prabhupada, we cancelled that sale agreement. Prabhupada, oh, now everything is finished. But Prabhupada was not a person to lose heart. No. Okay, don't take the money back from Mr. Nair. We will salvage it. So then Prabhupada came from Ahmedabad. So then he took out, you know, Mr. Nair, you know, all that, you know, some legal points he brought out. And then, you know, then they had a meeting with Mr. Nair. All the while, Mr. Nair was polite, but that day he was very impolite to Srila Prabhupada. You know, he was very impolite to Prabhupada. You are saying you are the owner of this land? Proclaiming? Prabhupada said, I am not saying I am the owner of the land. Krishna is the owner of this land. Then that day Prabhupada also became very angry. He said, okay, you want me to vacate the land? Give back our money. Then we will vacate today, tomorrow itself. Then Prabhupada said, no, not tomorrow. Today night itself we will vacate. Give back the check. Do you have money? Mr. Nair said, I will bring people, break the temple, break the deities, you know, break the heads of the devotees. Like that, you know, he went back. And so that day night, he had a massive heart attack, and then after 1 week, he died. Srila Prabhupada, that time he was in New Zealand, taking massage. Then again, Giriraj Maharaj called. Yes, this is Bhaktivedanta Swami here. Prabhupada, Mr. Nair is dead. Prabhupada exclaimed in great ecstasy, it seems, Hare Krishna! Then Srila Prabhupada, then all the devotees posed to Krishna Swami and all, they said, surprise, what is that, Prabhupada? What did he hear? Then Mr. Nair is dead. Prabhupada told him. Then he said, then they were very surprised. You know, how in a sadhu is so happy when a person is dead. Right? Then Prabhupada quoted, when Srila Prabhupada was visiting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Das Thakur once, that a snake entered the Gaudi Mutt, and then Bhaktisiddhanta Das Thakur ordered the snake to be killed. Prabhupada was there that time, Grahastha. Then he was thinking, how, you know, Guru Maharaj, how he ordered the snake to be killed? A sadhu is always compassionate and merciful. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Das Thakur understood the mind of Srila Prabhupada, and he quoted this verse, Modeta sadhu vrishchika sarpahatya. A sadhu is satisfied when a scorpion and a snake is killed. Then that time Prishakrishna Swami and all, they were thinking, looking at Prabhupada, why Prabhupada is so happy? Then Prabhupada then quoted this verse, Modeta sadhu vrishchika sarpahatya. Then later on Srila Prabhupada revealed, actually Mr. Nair has become very demoniac. Then he is troubling the devotees too much. I prayed to Lord Nishingadev to kill this guy. So Srila Prabhupada prayed to Lord Nishingadev to finish off this guy, you know. So Mr. Nair is dead. The devotees are very happy, but to their surprise, Mrs. Nair is turned out to be more demoniac than Mr. Nair. Mrs. Nair, you know, pointed out that she was telling her husband on that day, when the agreement is being signed, then she was telling Mr. Nair, this is a very liberal agreement, don't sign. She was telling, probably, you know, Mr. Nair. But Mr. Nair, you know, said, no, you shut up. So he shut her up and then he signed. You know, like that. Then she brought one day, you know, then the court case continued and all. Then on June 1st, early in the morning, one truck drove in the, you know, campus of Hare Krishna land with a letter. You know, Mrs. Nair, what she did, you know, she approached one municipality officer, and then she got an order from a municipality officer to demolish the temple. And first one truck came, and then some people got down with, you know, what do you call, kya bolte? Huh? Hammer and then, kya bolte? Crowbar and all that. And then some devotees, they tried to stop, you know, Giriraj Maharaj showed, you know, this is letter, you know, we have rightful owners of this property. That officer took and threw it out. Then some policemen come, and 100 demolishers came. And some policemen came, and the devotees are lying on the land, you know, trying to protect.
And the policemen, they were catching hold of the hair of the woman and dragging them. And two policemen, they were catching hold of the one policeman was catching feet, another policeman is catching the head, and they were throwing away the men devotees, male devotees. You know? Then meanwhile, Giriraj Maharaj, one Mataji, she got an idea. Then immediately she came, and then she called Mr. Mahadevya. You know? So Mr. Mahadevya's brother, Chandra Mahadevya, you know, he got some influence in municipality office. Then immediately he called him Chandra Mahadevya. Chandra Mahadevya, he's a friend of Bal Thackeray. You know? So Bal Thackeray, immediately they called Bal Thackeray. And then Bal Thackeray, he called up, you know, municipality commissioner. Municipality commissioner said, I have no idea. I didn't give any order like that. Then immediately Bal Thackeray told him to, you know, issue an order to stop the demolition. And then immediately they called, they brought the letter. It started early in the morning. Then by the time it is 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they demolished the temple, the shed and all, Kirtan hall and all. And they were actually demolishing the, they were, you know, with hammers and all, they were actually demolishing the rooftop of the temple. You know. And then meanwhile, that person came with the letter. You know. Then they chastised, you know, municipality commissioner chastised that officer. And then demolition was stopped. And then when Prabhupada heard, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sastra Thakur, he was touring Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, he was doing Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. This caste Goswami, he was fighting with caste Goswamis and Brahmanas, Mata Brahmanas at that time. And they were very inimical to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. They came and attacked Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sastra Thakur's party. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sastra Thakur, by the mercy of Lord Nrisimhadev, nobody was killed. But many of the sannyasis and brahmacharis, they were grievously injured. And they were running into their houses, some devotees' houses and all. You know, the people came with, you know, swords and, you know, all these hammers and all to kill the devotees. And then one devotee who looked like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sastra Thakur, he took the, you know, then they had to save Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sastra Thakur. Then they had to, then Shila, one devotee who wore the dress of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and then he gave his dress to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta to escape. You know, like that. Then later on something happened, and then it came on the headlines, and everybody was aghast, and these caste Goswamis were exposed. So when devotees, they wanted to file a complaint, police complaint against these caste Goswamis, then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sastra said, they have done a human service, you know, Yaman, kya bolte? Yaman service, human service. Human service. Otherwise, how could Gaudiya Math could attract front page headlines of national newspapers? Leave them. You know? So that's how they look at, no? So there is a widespread coverage and all. And the next year, 36 policemen were given to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sastra Thakur's Parikrama party. Like that. And Srila Prabhupada is very happy. Now we know we are in a strong position, you know. He wrote to Giriraj Maharaj, you know, gather the sympathy of all, you know, important people in Mumbai. You know? There is one... someone, gentleman, Jariwala, somebody, Vinod Gupta and all, they came and they opened office in Vinod Gupta, you know, and they were constantly, you know, propagating, you know, how, you know, injustice is done. And people also, they were aghast, you know, that Hindu municipal commissioner, a Hindu lady and Hindu policeman, you know, trying to demolish the Lord Vishnu's temple. Wow, you know, then they got so much sympathy. And then she, still, you know, Mrs. Nair, you know, she didn't, then she appealed, you know, in the High Court. You know, Prabhupada said, you know, now you build the temple again, rebuild the temple again. You know, then Prabhupada, Mrs. Nair approached High Court to get stop the construction of the temple. Then Giriraj, Mr. Nayan, you know, judge, High Court judge, he called Giriraj Maharaj and said, you know, I am not going to pass the judgment. I will pass the judgment. I will take up the hearing only on Monday. So Giriraj Maharaj understood. You know? Oh, that means you can do whatever you want 2 days, you know? Saturday, Sunday. So, it was raining and Mr. Sethi and all, they all brought people, and in the rain, morning and night, they worked hard and they built the temple. Right? So, Mr. Nair, judge said, if it's already built, whatever is built, it is built. You know? Like that. So, then Mrs. Nair, she started getting, some ghosts have started attacking her. You know? And then she was having nightmares and like that. So when that time Prabhupada was here, and then she came, and then, I will sign the papers. But you know, save me from these ghosts and nightmares and all, I don't get sleep whole night. Prabhupada touched her head. You sign the papers, they will go away. You know, I will make sure that Prabhupada offered, you know, stay in my guest house, we will take care of you throughout your life, all that stuff. Prabhupada was very merciful to her. You know, you are like my daughter. So then that day she came and with the lawyers and all, they signed, they paid 17 lakhs. And then she started crying. Then Prabhupada thought, you know, Prabhupada was rubbing her head and said, you know, he thought, you know, so much happened, her husband died, you know, so many things have happened. Maybe because of that she is crying. Then they asked, why are you crying? Today only I got offer for 60 lakhs. You know, for this land. She has given it for 17 lakhs. So later on, Srila Prabhupada commented, it was a good fight. It was a good fight. Of course, then for Prabhupada that day, after they got back the land, Prabhupada was there. They didn't have money. They were having, you know, bad name, CIA agents and all. When Prabhupada was speaking, Mr. Sethi was saying that everything marble. When Prabhupada went to Nairobi to bring Brahmananda Swami, that time Prabhupada, they took him to Hilton Hotel in Nairobi. You know, so Prabhupada, he was very attracted. Prabhupada said, we should have our towers like this, Hilton Hotel towers. That's how they came. Then, Prabhupada said, everything should be marble. You know, domes should be 100 feet high. You know, Radha Rasvihari, you know, grand. You know, everything marble. All the pillars should be marble. You know, all the flooring should be marble. Mr. Sethi was, that time, he made a temporary pandal, and he was cooking khichdi for the devotees because they didn't have any money during that time. So that day it was the last day. He said, how long I will feed the devotees? He said, no, today I am going. Then Mr. Sethi was saying that actually we were folding up all our utensils and all and packing up and to go. And then one lorry came. And then, delivered rice, dal, sabjis and all. Then they asked, who sent? Koi bhej diya. Right? Koi bhej diya. So they were shocked. How are we going to build, you know, marble temple? We didn't have money to kichdi. Prabhupada said, don't worry. You construct something, people will stand in the queue to become life members. And actually it happened. Gaur Sundar Prabhu asked, you know, they were saying, people used to come with cash, you know, they would bring cash to become life member, give donation and all. They didn't have any place to keep, you know, all these almeras and all. They would put the money in the gunny bags, you know. Like that. So Prabhupada's dream, you know, unfortunately Prabhupada was not here, there to opening the temple. But Prabhupada, once he came, and then Prabhupada quarters were not ready. Prabhupada said, I am not going to stay anywhere. That time lift was not there. Then they brought a palanquin. And everything dust and all. Prabhupada said, I am going to stay here only. Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, wow. Then Prabhupada took his dhoti, chadar, and cleaned in Prabhupada quarters and sat. I am not moving here. Then they requested Prabhupada, give us 2 days, you know, we will keep it ready. Then he shifted to Mahadeviya's house. okay, in 1 week's time I'm going coming again. Then they, on war footing, they worked. Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura also used to say, he would always spend more than he collected. He would always spend, always in, Gaudi Mutt is always in debt. Said, why? Because enough money is there in the bank account, brahmacharis and sannyasis will become lazy. That's Prabhupada also, push people, impossible, Prabhupada used to say, impossible word is found in the fool's dictionary. That time missionary zeal was there. Now if I tell anybody any service, not possible, Prabhu, Karenge, dekhlenge, if it is convenient we will do it. But during Prabhupada's time it was not like that. If he said, you have 1 week, means ready. Right? So once Prabhupada offered Mr. Sethi said, Prabhupada, this is like Indra Bhavan. Prabhupada told him, you, Mr. Sethi, you, tum lelo. I am the sannyasi, I can live in a hut also. You come with your family and stay here. Right? Anyway, so Prabhupada told Mr. Sethi, because you are building houses for the devotees, Krishna has built a house for you in Golok Vrindavan. Right? So like that, so this temple is Prabhupada's Radha Raspberry deities are favorite deities of Sri Prabhupada, and wherever he would go travel, his assistant Prabhupada's Radha Raspberry picture will be there on the table of Prabhupada's table. And then Srila Prabhupada said, in Golok Vrindavan, except for color, Krishna looks like this. This is how beautiful Krishna looks like this. So many people, they become very attracted. Many life members tell me, oh, you're Ras Bihari. He smiles. Right? Smiling lotus face of Radha Ras Bihari. Right? He is very benevolent, very kind, merciful. So we are very fortunate to sit here. 78 plus 2012. How many? 34. 34th anniversary. So let us celebrate very nicely this festival today evening. All of you come, tell your friends also. 5:30 we'll have Abhishek. Very unique Abhishek, where all the 10 deities will be bathed at once. Right? Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments are enough? Yes? So many pastimes. Radha Raspberry, they say is very chubby, and initially when we were wearing clothes, and later on they started becoming short. So when we took the, then they took the measurements, so Radha Raspberry became fat. So Radha Raspberry said, very pleased. That's why Prabhupada told, you feed them very nicely, then dress them nicely, then Krishna will also reciprocate. Right? So we never bother about spending money for, we always offer so many items to Radha Raspberry. One Bangalore devotee came, then I offered him Rajbhog. Then he fainted. So much big plate, they only offer 5-6 items it seems. They had so much money. You offer so many items? Right? Like that, we also offer very opulent dresses, nice garlands. So, then Krishna also reciprocates, he also gives us. Right? If you go to Mayapur temple, you have to purchase a coupon for taking prasad and all. Right? In Radha Raspberry temple, so many people get free prasad. Right? Brahmacharis, if I go to Mayapur temple, I have to purchase a coupon. But some brahmacharis come from other temples, we don't charge. We have so much prasad is being distributed. So Radha Raspberry also gives us. Right? Like that. Hare Krishna. Krantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Makar Sankranti ki. Shri Radharas Bihari Brahmotsav ki. Gaur Premanande. Yeah.